Happy Friday, Facebook friends and family. Welcome back to the War Room. I am so excited to jump on again today to talk about my upcoming show, Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns, which is a 12-episode series on all things relationship and the breakdown thereof. I'm excited about this project. I'm excited about this download. I'm just excited to know God on this level in an intimate space, just to know Him on such an intimate level of just love without these religious misconceptions. I'm excited about this piece. As we talked about it yesterday, I have some amazing people on this project with me. Nashawn Holmes, who is gifted her prophetic gift of standard bearing known as flagging and the healing that comes from that. I'm super excited about her vision and her ministry, really in the art of dance and flagging and being able to train young women and older women and anyone interested in that prophetic art. We have amazing Pamela Thompson, who is anointed and gifted in the Word of God. She is just has a heart on fire for the Father, but she really focuses on grief. We know her testimony of losing her daughter and how just really pressing into the Father really carried her through what that looked like. And, you know, death is not an easy thing, and grief has so many different stages. So when you have someone who lives in the faith who can help you go through that process, it's just amazing to have that support system. I appreciate you guys jumping on. I wanted to come back and just remind you about the Relational Breakdown series that's going to start October the 6th at 5 p.m. That's a Sunday, 5 p.m. live from the Truth FM Christian Radio Studio. I am super excited to be partnered with Truth FM on this and to be able to use their lovely, beautiful studio and have this very professional, laid out project. Relational Breakdown Series came to me, like I said, on my last live when I did one of my woman empowerment brunches, and I walked away really feeling like I needed something more structured to give to women that would add a practical component or tool that they could walk away from. And I mean, Holy Spirit just downloaded this program that I have, and I covet it because I love it so much, and I'm excited how we're getting ready to develop this to give it to women during our retreat. But yesterday, or the day before yesterday, because I promised you a live yesterday, and I'm sorry, I just had a whole day with God right here in the War Room. I laid here all day, so I didn't get on yesterday. But the day before yesterday, we talked about identifying relational breakdowns, and we talked about how when we go through something traumatic in relationships, whether it was our upbringing, whether it was an abusive relationship, whether it was just a relationship that didn't work out and then there were painful things that came from it, we talked about how does that look in regards to healthy, unhealthy habits in our life, unhealthy foundational ways that we function as it pertains to relationships. We talked about what does relationships look to us, those of us who have been through something traumatic, those of us who have experienced a relational breakdown that has affected how we operate. What does that look like when we look at God the Father and look at having a true intimate relationship and knowing God the Father? We talked about what does that look like knowing Jesus the Son, our Savior, as an individual entity. We talked about what does relationship look like with Holy Spirit, the one who is here to go through life with us. He's our advocate. He's our guide. He's our comforter. He's here to teach us all truth. And I explained because of my relational breakdowns with my father and being sexually assaulted and abused at a very young age and kind of living in a very unhealthy environment, living in a domestic violence induced home, and how that really affected how I saw relationship, how I viewed relationship, what I understood about relationship, right? I didn't share how, you know, my mother left when I was 5 and I didn't have that nurturing figure in my life to help me grow up to to know how to be nurturing, to know how to operate in my role, right? Because that was missing. I saw the results of that in my relational breakdown when I had my daughter. I didn't really know how to love my child. I didn't really know how to hug. I didn't really know how to support her. Why? Because I didn't grow up with it. So how can I raise or operate in a relationship even with my child if I didn't grow up in that environment? These are the things we don't talk about. These are the things that we're walking around trying to figure out. These are the things that we're seeing the results of, but no one's having the conversation because it's too taboo or it's too real, or because we have been broken through relationships, because we have not learned to properly work through our stuff. We put up these walls and we protect the art of vulnerability. Something about being vulnerable, something about being open and honest releases and allows us to heal, releases and allows us to really look at the core issue from all sides, and allow Holy Spirit to teach us how do we deal with this. Why? So that we can move forward in a healthy way, in a healthy life, with healthy faith-based habits, and how we can impart that to our children, how we can impart that to our loved ones, how we can impart that even in our professional relationships. Because believe it or not, broken relationships in our homes, in our upbringing, in our day-to-day lives affect us in the workplace, affect us with professional relationships, because at the end of the day, it's still an interaction with another human being. So today, I really wanted to look at the results of relational breakdown. I just talked about some of them, right? What are the results? I look at the results as manifestation. And so when Holy Spirit gave me this, he gave me Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 through 7. And it spoke about the first diminished quality of life because of relational breakdown. And so what he did was he put pain in the birthing process for Eve, right? Now she's gonna have induced contractions. She's gonna have to wait till she's 10 centimeters, and then she's gotta push, and it's painful, and it's not fun, and I don't care what you say, it will never be fun. But that was the first physical attribute of broken relationship, of disobedience. But if we were to look at the spiritual side, I wrote this piece, and I'm going to read it. It says, the results of relational breakdowns, as God stated, leads to death. Not immediate, and we know that. We know when he spoke of death, it was spiritual. When he spoke of death, it was the things that we do as a result of what I like to call self-inflicted wounds, bad choices, right, that lead to death. And so I'm going to read on. While we may not die immediately, the slow death manifests itself in our lives through ways such as anger, bitterness, depression, anxiety, and isolation. Come on. How many of us have dealt with one or all of those things? Raise my hand. Depression, anxiety, anytime something happened in a relationship with me, or as a result of a relationship, or just in life in general, I would isolate myself, especially from my circle that were in the faith, because I want to hear about Jesus when it was difficult or when it was hard. And we know that isolation is one of the biggest tools the enemy uses to keep us down, to keep us wallowing in what we're feeling, and to keep those false lenses so that we can't see clearly. So these were just some of the things that we suffer through as a result of broken relationship. Anxiety and depression. Depression is huge on the rise. That's leading into suicide. And when you look at depression, you're looking at lives that are just broken. They're the family unit's broken. Children are experiencing divorce for the first time and don't know how to take separations. Children are dealing with not having the love or support of their parents in one way or the other, or a misperception or misconception of what that is supposed to look like. And I'm going to be honest as a parent. I'm going to be honest as a parent who didn't know how to do this thing because of relational breakdown that ended up breaking the unity of my home, and never really having an example of how to create a healthy home. It affected my child. It affected how I raised my child. It affected how my child is now. There's a generational curse that I'm experiencing with my child as a result of relational breakdown. And get this, It had nothing even to do with the relational breakdown between me and my parents. It had to do with my parents' parents and their parents. And the list goes all the way back to God. I don't even know. But I know that it wasn't my parents where it started. It was all the way back that resulted in my parents not knowing how to do relationship the right way. This is why I'm excited about this piece. This is why I'm excited about sparking the conversation with many different views on the topic, with many different experiences through relational breakdown in life. I'm excited to spark this conversation through social media so that it can pick up on the airways. I'm excited that when we walk away from looking at relational breakdowns in all of its forms and all of its components, we're going to walk away to a retreat where we're going to have life coaches and we're going to have individuals who have specialty in mental health and mental illness there to be able to facilitate and support a healthy encounter with the Father to heal on some of these core issues. I just wanted to jump on to invite you guys with me October the 6th at 5 p.m. here on Facebook Live to listen and chime in and give a voice, give an opinion, share an experience on your relational breakdown, what you've felt, what you've experienced as a result of broken relationships, whether it was your upbringing, whether it was a intimate relationship, whether it was a negative interaction or relationship in your workplace. We know that church hurt is huge. The enemy is running rampant in a lot of churches because of religion and causing hurt to where we don't even want to serve the Father because we feel like it associates with the building and the people in the building. So we know that relational breakdowns are happening right in the homes or the house of God. So there's no space that's untouched from this topic, but the conversation needs to be had. And I'm just really excited and honored by God to be able to bring this conversation to social media and make it easy. We are taping this on our podcast, Beyond the Veil. Check it out. I posted the link. I created it just for this series, so you're able to listen to these recordings, even these Facebook Lives prior to the show. They're recording on the podcast so that you have an opportunity to listen to it while you're at work or you're driving or you're working out and you just want to hear everybody's testimony or the stories or the lives without having to look at Facebook Live. We want to make sure that we facilitate that opportunity. I appreciate everybody who's jumping on. I'm really excited. I'm trying not to dive deep into this because it would defeat the purpose of the actual lives for the show. But if I tell you the meetings and the conversations with Nashawn Holmes and Pamela Thompson and Andrea Taylor, who are going to be a part of this project, if I tell you how excited we are to spark this conversation, how excited we are at what God is going to do through this series, find someone who you know is struggling. I've been to so many small groups. I have had so many phone calls where there's brokenness because of relationship and people just want answers. And not only answers, people want practicality. They want practical tools that you can give them to walk them through the process of broken relationship to hope through healing, where they can come out healthy and they can come out having functional tools that will help them on their day-to-day through this process. And I am grateful that God has given us those tools so that we can present to all of you. Love you all. Thank you once again for hopping on. Look for us October the 6th at 5 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. Also from our podcast, Beyond the Veil. The link is in my Facebook feed. Check it out. Download the Anchor app. I hate that they make you do that, but they do. Download it so that you're able to hear the show. It's just going to be an amazing time in the Lord. I'm going to try to hop on some more this weekend and next week and talk about some other topics that are within this program. Shout out your comments, shout out your questions. Love to answer those. I'm just really, really excited about God. I love you guys for loving me. I love you guys for supporting me. I want you to know that I'm super grateful for that. Can't wait to talk with you tomorrow. Love you all. Take care. Bye now. Hey, thanks for listening to my sneak peek on relational breakdowns. It's such an honor to present this material and this project to you all. I'm so excited about the official airing of Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns, a 12-episode series over the span of 3 months. So excited. We're so grateful. I want to give a shout out to Carrie Kikes of Daughters of the King. She is the CEO and founder of the nonprofit organization known as Daughters of the King. Daughters of the King has sponsored Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns for the month of October. Whoop, whoop. We love you. We love you. We love you. Without sponsorship and the love and the blessings of others, we could not do what we do. So we are grateful. Hey, catch me tomorrow as I give you a sneak peek on another topic within the Relational Breakdown series. We'll be going through all of the different topics that will be presented on the live to kind of whet your palate and get you excited. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care. Bye now.